This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The U.S. State Department on Tuesday warning Americans not to travel to Venezuela, citing crime, civil unrest, poor health infrastructure, and the arbitrary arrest of U.S. citizens. This comes as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is blaming U.S. President Donald Trump for any violence in his country after the United States imposed sanctions on Venezuela's state-run oil company. The sanctions will freeze any assets the state-owned PDVSA has in the United States. U.S. firms and citizens are barred from doing business with it. Maduro also lashed out at Trump during a broadcast address on Monday night.
Estoy listo una vez más para en Venezuela, en Trinidad y Tobago.
Maduro accusing Trump of trying to change the Venezuelan regime by pressuring him to cede power to the U.S.-backed opposition in the oil-rich nation. Maduro said last week he is ending diplomatic relations with the United States in response to Trump's announcement that the United States was officially recognizing National Assembly President Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim leader. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Tuesday upheld the acquittal of a Christian woman who spent years on death row after being convicted of blasphemy. Here's Reuters' Lucy Fielders.
Pakistan's Supreme Court has refused to put a Christian woman back on death row for blasphemy, dismissing Islamists' calls for Asia Bibi to be executed. Her case has been hugely divisive in the country, which is very religiously conservative. Bibi had been on death row since she was convicted in 2010 of making derogatory remarks against Islam, which she has always denied.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielders, and this is VOA News. Brazilian authorities issued arrest warrants Tuesday for five people in connection with a dam collapse that killed at least 65 people in the state of Minas Gerais. The arrests came as rescue crews began a fifth day searching for survivors or bodies, and some families began burying their dead. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats told lawmakers Tuesday North Korea is unlikely to completely dismantle its nuclear arsenal. Coats' assessment was offered before the Senate Intelligence Committee, which held a hearing on global threats to the United States. He told the panel North Korea is unlikely to abandon its nuclear weapons program.
Its leaders ultimately view nuclear weapons as critical to regime survival. Our assessment is bolstered by our observations of some activity that is inconsistent with full denuclearization.
The assessment, included in an annual report prepared by U.S. intelligence agencies, cast doubt on U.S. President Donald Trump's goal to get Pyongyang to relinquish its nuclear weapons. A second summit between Kim and Trump is planned possibly in late February. The U.S. is trying to broker an understanding between Kurdish forces fighting the Islamic State group in Syria and the Turkish government, which views those forces as a security threat. That's according to senior Syrian Kurdish politician Ilham Ahmed. Speaking to the Associated Press in Washington, D.C., where she has been meeting with U.S. officials, Ahmed said that so far it was unclear whether the American mediation will be successful. She rejected the Turkish plan to create what Ankara has called a safe zone inside Syria, saying it amounted to little more than a Turkish colony. The U.S. Justice Department unsealed two indictments on Monday against China's Huawei, several of its subsidiaries, and its chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou. The U.S. accusing the company of bank and wire fraud, obstructing justice, and conspiring to steal trade secrets in a pair of cases. Huawei on Tuesday denied the company or its subsidiaries had committed any of the crimes alleged by the U.S. Egyptian security forces have arrested 54 people, including suspected members of the Muslim Brotherhood, for planning to hold protests and commit violence on the anniversary of the 2011 uprising. That, according to the Interior Ministry on Tuesday. Iran appears to be broadening its presence in cyberspace. And we have more on that story on voanews.com. You can go there to read our full report. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.